Blind Man's Bluff, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Monica's Mouth, by Odin Eskade. My wife always giggled when she's nervous, and right then, as we whipped through Boslen County, having crossed the Sveasland Bridge about an hour ago, she giggled. My expensive Audi A6 was in top condition and loved these long, flat stretches of road. We were heading to Gothenburg, en route to our first date with another couple. We were heading to Gothenburg to fuck, have sex with another couple, in the same bed, and swap partners. Only if the chemistry is right, of course. Just think, if Hebby stinks of garlic. I couldn't handle that, Monica said, laughing. Me neither, I said. If he stinks of garlic? Or do you mean her? I sniggered. We talked about it for days, playing with the idea. Or maybe it had been all me. Still, Monica didn't have anything against the game and joined in. I'd found Eric and Sylvia in a Swedish online chat group. We'd hit it off and followed it up with a chat on the phone. I talked to Eric first, and he seemed calm and relaxed. I liked his voice. However, I found it difficult to take his Gothenburg accent seriously. He didn't hide the fact that they'd done this before, and then I'd had a chat with Sylvia. Her voice was deep and slow, and the palms of my hands had started to sweat. She said she was looking forward to it. Then Monica took over. She talked to Sylvia to begin with, for perhaps 3 or 4 minutes, and then Eric. Monica had giggled at first, and then replied in monosyllables. Obviously Eric had led the conversation. I'd got an erection just sitting there on the sofa, watching my beautiful hot wife chatting with a man who would soon perhaps be lying between her legs, licking her pussy, or rather, what for the last 13 years had been my pussy. I'd been all over her before she'd had the chance to hang up, kissing her, rapidly putting my hands around her legs, and discovering that there was smooth and wet. She'd leaned slightly forward, and I'd lifted up her skirt and removed her panties. Then once inside, I stayed there until she finished the conversation. He said that he was sure they'd hit it off. She told me, and that was nothing to be scared of. If there wasn't any chemistry between us, if one of us didn't want to, well, we could just drop the whole thing, or postpone it. No rush, he said. He seemed so experienced, Monica said, but he's only 26. So we were now on our way, doing almost 110 kilometers an hour. Monica looked stylish in her black leather skirt, which she'd bought on our long weekend we spent in Milan just 2 months ago. Lovely soft leather. I loved to stroke her thighs, her ass, and rub my dick against her. I put my hand on her knee and kept it there. I loved her. Monica was looking hot in leather. In Milan, down by Via Montenalapioni, she strutted about in her leather outfit and her newly purchased boots. Men, young men, had stopped to whistle at her. Women, too. Italian women, maybe tourists. They all tried to catch her eye, to catch our eye. Monica had blushed and clutched my hand, giggling excitedly. I had a massive hard-on in my new Italian trousers and let her feel it. We'd eaten lunch at a restaurant overlooking the street for those who wanted to sit outside. But we'd sat inside the restaurant, by a wall behind a fountain. After we'd ordered, after the young waiter had brought the dry white wine and a silver ice bucket, after he'd filled our glasses, shaking slightly because his gaze had turned to Monica and her legs, she'd put her hand in my lap, opened the fly, pulled out my dick and wanked me off, only hidden by a small red checkered tablecloth. I'd come. I'd spunked into her hand and a serviette. When I was done, Monica calmly pulled her hand away and just as calmly licked her fingers clean of my cum. Like this was something she was used to, something she did every time we were out. It was my turn to blush.